Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim French. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Bosman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dick Bosman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Edmondson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Edmondson. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edmondson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMullen scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. Allen steals second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen now playing shortstop. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Bossman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Bossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossman strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Unser moves to second. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Paul Edmondson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edmondson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. McMullen moves to second. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. French fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Melton moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edmondson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Unser. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Unser steals second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields the ball and throws to Edmondson covering. Safe. Unser moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Edmondson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edmondson is 0-for-1 in the game. Edmondson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Cullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. French reaches third base with a triple. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Dick Bosman. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Allen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing second base. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2. Senators. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Osinski now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Allen now playing left field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held pinch hits for Dan Osinski. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Woody Held. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by French for a passed ball. Berry moves to second. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio is walked intentionally. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from French and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May is hit by the pitch. Berry scores. Aparicio moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. It's Senators, 3, White Sox, 3. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Paul Casanova pinch hits for Jim French. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Senators. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brant Alia pinch hits for Lime. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brant Alia now playing right field. Paul Casanova now catching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.